2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yes, welcome back on our show today. Zoe Norton Lodge gives Mark Latham a DNA test to find out what percent douchebag he is. Andrew Hansen gets a life-size tattoo of MG on his body.
Another one, yes, indeed.
And we send Charles Firth on endless Boeing 737 MAX 8 flights until he finally crashes.
Well, I just want to find out whether they're safe or not.
I'm hoping not. But first, look, the George Pell news has been pretty major, and we've got an exclusive interview with the man or woman who really knows what's going on. I don't know who this is, actually. God has called in to Radio Chaser. God, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're a woman.
Charles, it's 2019, and this isn't the Liberal Party. We can have women leaders.
Well, look, I agree. Why did you let George Pell represent you for so long?
Sorry, George Pell has nothing to do with me. You need to talk to Lucifer. He's in charge of Pell.
Yeah, Lucifer? Oh, you mean the devil, you mean?
Yes, he looks after all the Catholic priests. In fact, the entire Catholic Church. I thought that would have been pretty obvious by now.
Well, that does actually make a lot more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's also in charge of all the people building the Sydney Light Rail, if you're wondering.
Okay, right.
Okay, well, answers everything.
While we've got you on the line, God, could you answer a few other questions?
Look, I am dealing with the war in Syria, famine in South Sudan, plus I've got an awful plane crash to deal with. But yeah, sure, I've got time to answer questions on Sydney's lowest rating commercial radio show.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, God. Well, look, who will win the Australian election?
Oh, it's easy. A few years ago, I thought this, right? I thought, wouldn't it be funny if the Libs lost 50 news polls in a row and then won? But now Scott Morrison's Prime Minister. It's just not very funny anymore.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I'm sure what you mean. The sort of joke wore off a bit. And look, I'm pretty excited that you're on the line, actually, I've got to admit. Because I've been waiting pretty much my whole life to speak with you, God.
Yeah, I know, Andrew. I'm aware you have an extremely dreary inner life, but please go on.
All right. Yeah, but look, God, can you tell me, this is the thing I want to know, what is the meaning of life?
It's porn.
It's porn.
Yeah, porn. Pornography, porn.
I thought it was porn.
Yeah, porn. You know what? We've got Pornhub in 4D up here. It's quite breathtaking.
Thank you, God. Triple M,
Radio Chaser. Some pretty serious crime news now, guys.
What's happened?
A man is facing court today after allegedly stealing Netflix logins.
Okay, my first question is that you?
What?
Is it you? It just sounds like a very Charles crime.
No, I gave you my login, didn't I?
No, it's a man in DY, and apparently what he's been doing is he's been going around and getting the details of people's login, you know, Netflix accounts and Spotify accounts and things like that, and he's apparently made $300,000 then selling the logins to people to sort of log in to these Netflix again. And you're just going, how do you make $300,000 out
you
of...
sell them.
Because, and how much would you sell a Netflix login for? Because it's like $10 a month. Like you'd have to sell it for like $5 a month.
Maybe a Foxtel subscription. Yeah. That's a bloody fortune.
Yeah, that'd be worth it. But,
there'd be one. Yeah. Sell one of those, you get 300 grand.
But how do you make 300 grand out of that?
I have no idea.
Who's subscribing to Netflix by visiting a guy in DY anyway? I mean, do people not know that you go to Netflix.com?
I must say, I often do open like my Stan and it will have something has played and no one will fess up to it. Like I'm often like, Mark, that must have been you. And he's like, nope.
I wasn't watching Friends. What?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because it would mean that people would suddenly have all their suggested things would be wrong.
Yeah.
Like you'd be stealing, you'd get a sort of stupid, you'd unluck into somebody who loved, you know, Married at First Sight or something like that.
Don't steal mine, you'll be in trouble.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Anyway, so we've actually, but they've actually decided to make a movie out of this crime because it was such an enormous heist.
Gentlemen, only once in a generation do you get to pull off a job like this.
A new film from Searchlight Pictures about the ultimate heist.
First, we steal the login details. Put your hands up!
What? Don't shoot!
Hand over your Netflix password now! Then we offload those logins at a steep discount.
Oh, Johnny, this is more episodes of Gilmore Girls than I ever dreamed existed.
We're branching out, fellas. Now it's not just Netflix. I want Spotify logins, Stan logins, 10 All Access login. Actually, don't worry about 10 All Access.
A heist so perfect.
But, Johnny, aren't we stealing from innocent actors and musicians and podcasters?
They don't need the money. They're rolling in it, especially the podcasters.
It could never last.
Hands up. You're under arrest for using more than 3 devices on the one Netflix account.
I will never log out. Never!
The Login Farther. In cinemas now. Or streaming on a stolen Netflix account near you.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
I just saw this news story that kind of has been a bit triggering for me, and I want to talk to you about it. Mm. So I saw, I don't know if you've seen this story, but 5 mothers have made a porno that they are happy for their children to watch.
What? So this porno, I'm imagining, is not very interesting.
So, well,
is it what does it involve? Have you seen it? I mean,
I haven't actually seen it, but so disturbed were these women by the nature of the porn they'd seen on the internet, they were worried about their children seeing it. So in order to attempt to circumvent that, they decided to make their own porn, and they're planning a sit down viewing party for them and their family.
Hang on. I don't think they understand what porn is, but also. Like, they're not in the porn.
No, they are in the porn.
They're in the porn! No, that's...
So the kids have to watch...
That's got to be illegal.
I believe so. I believe that is the case. But you know what, guys? It was extra triggering for me because it actually reminded me. It took me right back to this, like, really quite traumatizing day in my life, right? When I was on a family holiday.
Your mum and your dad showed you their first porno?
Look, I'm going to relive it for you because it's a bit like therapy for me, this show, as you may have noticed. So I was in Paris... I was 21, and I was with my 15-year-old sister and our parents, and they took us out, right? And we wanted to go to the Moulin Rouge. We were so excited. We were little girls in Paris, like, well, Moulin Rouge. It was expensive. My parents were cheap, right? Mm. So they didn't buy us tickets to the Moulin Rouge. They were like, we can go to this museum instead, right? Now, none of us could speak French, so we didn't know what we were walking into. What became quite apparent as we went in, bought our tickets, and started walking along the aisles and aisles of sort of wooden phallus type shapes and various objects is we were in a porn museum.
Oh, with your parents?
Yeah, with my parents and my sister, right? And we were like, okay. And we kind of just walked around. There's lots of different levels. And basically we were there for a while, and the kind of whole thing ended with the 4 of us in a room with a video playing that was a man, a very generous man, pleasuring a woman. Until she was completed with her pleasure, and we watched that as a family. Anyway, afterwards, we left the museum and we were like, we can't ever speak to each other again. We all went our separate ways. We spent just a few hours apart, wandering Paris, totally traumatized. Anyway, look. Here's my thing, right? Go on.
Were you unable to leave? Like,
you know, that's a good question. I knew that was going to come
never
up.
Leave before
I knew
she's
that,
finished.
I knew that was going to come up, right? But somehow it's like, you know, when you can't, like, you can't look at something, but you can't look away.
Yeah.
We were kind of in that place. Plus, it was, you know, it was cold, and, like, it was clear that my parents, like, they are such tired asses. It was clear they'd spent their entire nightly budget. So it was like, you're being entertained by this porn or nothing.
And that's why Paris is the city of love.
Yeah, look, so basically, look, you know, what these mums making porn, that was my kind of experience. And, you know, like, I'm a mum now, and, like, I don't think I should be making porn.
Do you have any idea what the plot line was for the 5 mothers?
Charles, you will have to tune in and find out.
From the makers of My Kitchen Rules, the first reality cooking show for normal people.
Hi, is that the Jade Palace? Can I get a chicken chow mein?
My Takeaway Rules. 10 contestants order takeaway, but which one will do it best?
Oh, God, which of the 267 Thai joints in Newtown does the best pad Thai again?
And win over TV's toughest judges.
Manu and Pete, I ordered this Domino's pizza.
Mmm, I love the subtle interplay of the tomato and mozzarella, and I love how the topping has slid down one side. And it's not quite cold yet.
I don't like it. Nowhere near enough paleo-activated almonds.
My Takeaway rules. Because it's what you eat when you watch MKR. Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Time to look at some of the strange things rock stars request in their dressing rooms.
Backstage Riders.
That's right, dummy. Now, the first backstage rider of bizarre demands that I'm going to run you through is for Eminem. Now, Eminem, what does he demand having backstage? Does he demand 25-pound dumbbells or 25 degrees Celsius in the dressing room?
Oh, pretty muscly. I would have thought the dumbbells.
Hey, dummy, you are absolutely correct on that one. Yes, Eminem requires a set of dumbbells that have to be 25 pounds, which is about like just over 11 kilos.
Does he also require M&Ms?
So the brown ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, he does, actually. He insists there be at least one M&M in the dressing room. Otherwise, the show will go very, very poorly. But look, 25 degrees Celsius, that's Beyonce. She demands that the room be exactly 25 and a half degrees.
That's not very nice temperature, I reckon.
It's quite hot, actually. Yeah, I was thinking that's pretty hot.
Especially if you're in, a big stage costume, you know what I mean?
She's from New Orleans. She likes it hot.
Well, that explains everything, Dommy. Thank you so much. Thank you for your explanations.
It wasn't really a joke, just a theory.
Charles? This one's for you, Charles. Rihanna. Now, Rihanna requires a large throw rug so she can walk around on it barefoot.
Mm.
Now, what pattern must be printed on the throw rug? Does she insist on relaxing geometric shapes or a dead animal skin?
Oh, it's got to be relaxing geometric shapes. Surely.
You are incorrect, Charles Firth. Rihanna insists on a throw rug that's printed with either a cheetah or a leopard's ass that she can walk all over the top of. I don't know why, but the G's are up before a show. Zoe, we're going to go over to the 25 degrees Lady Beyonce now. Which brand of soft drinks must never be included in Beyonce's rider? Bit of a different question, this one, Zoe. You ready? This is what must she never see.
Okay.
Is it Pepsi or Kirk's creaming soda from Coles?
I really hope that she has a vendetta against an obscure Australian soft drink.
Yeah, because she's from New Orleans.
Is it Kirk's?
You're correct, Zoe, yes. Oh, she does not want to see Kirk's creaming soda from Coles. She does not want to see any brands of soft drinks that are not Pepsi, in fact. The only one and only brand that she's allowed in there is Pepsi, because she's done, Pepsi ads where she guzzles the Pepsi and then dances like a champion, because that's what a can of Pepsi makes you do.
I mean, that's amazing, because it's in her room, so she could secretly have whatever she wanted, but she's that committed to her partnership with Pepsi.
Do you doubt that she? What are you saying about Beyonce?
I don't doubt anything about Beyonce. She's all about God.
Yeah, she's got God and Pepsi and putting rings on it. All right, well that was Backstage Riders. I'm storming out of here because it's only 24.6 degrees and there are no leopard asses to walk over.
Cat's pajamas or
cat's piss.
Now, I know it's been a bit of a porn-themed show, Zoe, Charles, and Andrew. This story has no porn in it, I promise. IKEA has created its own version of the Kama Sutra, which has all kinds of different positions. It's kind of a joke. They're all just sort of things about how to arrange furniture in a room. But it made me wonder, would it be a good thing if there was an actual IKEA Kama Sutra?
Well, this sounds very porny to me, Dommy. What do you mean there's no porn in this?
Well, the
Kama Sutra is like the rude manual of how to do rude things, isn't it?
It is. It's the rude manual of how to... It's very well put.
But isn't it all flat pack? I don't have a flat pack. And also, sex doesn't really involve flat packing, does it?
Yeah.
Well, not the way you're doing it, clearly.
Well, no, obviously not. But does it look like it
tells you how to screw in things.
Yeah, you just got to have the right Allen key.
Yeah.
Does it look like an IKEA manual then with the two little smiling men at the front who are looking at each other, smiling and ready to spend 4 hours putting together a small chair?
Not really. It's more like an IKEA furniture catalogue. But there's things like the doggy style and just assembling a bed with a dog sleeping next to it. It's not quite as erotic as it first sounds.
Is it the saddest, lamest marketing sort of jump ever that's just an IKEA catalogue that they've tried to just write porn next to it to try to get people to pay attention? Is that what's going on here?
I think you've nailed it.
I'm sorry.
All right, next story. Now, look, This is about McDonald's. There's a McDonald's in Maine in the US that's in an old mansion. It's a beautiful building. It's historic. It's got proper chairs and like silver service, and they serve lobster rolls. What do you think of an upmarket Macca's as an idea?
Oh, fantastic.
I just like that you in your regular McDonald's there are no chairs. This one has proper chairs.
No, they're not the ones that are screwed to the floor. Yeah. It's actually got like proper wooden, beautiful mahogany chairs.
Right, and they serve lobster rolls. Right?
They do
with silver service. You're saying? Are you sure it's a Macca's?
Gorgeous.
You haven't just accidentally looked up some fancy restaurant.
No, because there's one corner with like a sauce buffet and a little Coke dispenser, but it's very nice.
I'll tell you, this is Catsby's or Cat's Pajamas. Depending on whether they make you order via those stupid computer screens, which never work.
Charles, they do that at all the three-hatted restaurants now. Have you been to Key lately? There's a great big touch screen in the entry. You know, you order your snowball and your nine-course degustation that way.
And then with added fries, yes.
Yeah. Yes, Cat's Pajamas.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.